Dominoes. Starter. Journey to the Center of the Earth. By Jules Verne. Text adaptation by Marinda Wilson. Read by Candida Gubbins, John Hasler, Roger May, Nicolette McKenzie, Nigel Pilkington, and David Shaw Parker. Published and copyright Oxford University Press, 2010. Chapter 1. Our story begins on May the 24th, 1863, at a little house in Hamburg, Germany. On that day, Professor Otto Liedenbrock comes home from work early.
"Look,"
he says to his nephew, Axel.
"This wonderful book comes from the old shop near here. And it's got Arne Saknussemm's name in the front."
"Who's Arne Saknussemm? And what's the book about?"
asks Axel.
"I can't read it."
"That's because it's in old Icelandic. Saknussemm's an old Icelandic scientist from the 1500s. And this book's more than 400 years older than him."
Just then, they find a dirty old paper in the book.
"Look,"
says Professor Liedenbrock.
"It's a secret message, I'm sure."
Professor Liedenbrock and Axel want to understand the message on the paper. They work on it all afternoon.
"It's no good,"
says the professor angrily that evening.
"I can't understand it."
And he goes out of the house for a walk. The fire in the room is very warm. Soon, Axel feels hot. He moves the paper in front of his face. Suddenly, Axel can read the message through the paper.
"It is a secret message from Arne Saknussemm,"
he thinks.
"But it's backwards."
Now Axel understands the message. He's afraid. Just then, his uncle comes home. Axel is afraid of his uncle, too.
"Well, Axel,"
says Liedenbrock,
"can you understand the message now?"
Yes, uncle,"
says Axel.
"You must read it backwards."
"Of course,"
says Professor Liedenbrock.
"Good boy. That's it."
The professor reads the message.
Go down into the crater of Snæfells before the last day of June, when the shadow of Scartaris falls across it. And you can go to the center of the earth. Arne Saknussemm.
Uncle, Axel asks the professor,
where's Snæfells?
In Iceland,
answers Lidenbrock.
It's an old volcano.
But, Uncle, nobody can go to the center of the earth and come back alive,
says Axel.
It's very hot and dark down there, I'm sure.
Yes, they can. Arne Saknussemm's message tells us that,
says Lidenbrock.
But is his message true? We must go to Iceland and see. Now, remember, Axel, this is a secret,
says Lidenbrock.
We want to be the first scientists of our time to go to the center of the earth.
Later, Axel meets his fiancée, Gruben. He tells her about his uncle's secret plan to go to the center of the earth.
I don't want to go, he says. I want to stay here with you.
Of course you must go,
says Gruben.
What a wonderful journey. And when you come back, you can marry me.
All the next day, Lidenbrock and Axel get different things for the journey. At last, late that evening, everything is ready. At 5:30 the next morning, the professor and Axel leave for Iceland.
Goodbye, Axel,
says Gruben.
Remember, I'm waiting for you.
Be quick, Axel,
calls Lidenbrock.
Our train leaves Hamburg at 6:00. We must be on it.
Yep.